Egypt is becoming an increasingly repressive society, but one Egyptian comedian is using his TV show to shake things up. Along the way, he's earning a reputation as the Egyptian Ali G. Correspondent Julia Simon sat down to watch the show with a friend in Cairo, and she sent this report.
Karim Nasser and I are sitting in an apartment in downtown Cairo, watching scenes from an Egyptian television show that debuted this past August. It's called La Sosta Culturale, and it isn't your typical Egyptian interview show.
Did you ever make out with a woman? And he says, no, you cannot tell me this. You cannot ask me in this way.
This may be relatively tame for an American audience, but for Egyptians, this kind of sexual talk isn't something you hear on TV every day, and it comes from the show's host.
Does he have a name?
Yeah, he has a name. He's called Martello Ruffiano. Oh. Martello actually is a hammer. Ruffiano is a pimp in Italian, but nobody knows about this album.
That's Akram El Sharkawi talking about his character, Martello Ruffiano, the flamboyant Italian host of La Sosta Culturale. Ruffiano's a little like Sacha Baron Cohen's alter ego, Ali G. Most of his guests don't know he is playing a fictional character. El Sharkawi says that playing an Italian makes it easier for him to ask his guests the provocative and sexually charged questions that are normally so taboo in Egyptian society.
It helps a little with the guests, you know? So they would be shocked, but okay, he's a foreigner. We go with them, yeah.
But while El Sharkawi jokes about sex, he steers clear of politics. He shelved an episode that featured an interview with Talat Sadat, the nephew of the former Egyptian president. El Sharkawi says that Sadat's harsh attacks on Egypt's current president, Hosni Mubarak, were too negative for air. When it comes to attacking the Egyptian government on TV, the repercussions aren't a joke. Another comedy, The Hukuma Show, or The Government Show, was also supposed to debut in August. That show poked fun at high government officials, including the prime minister. But before it could premiere, the Egyptian Ministry of Information pulled the plug. In Egypt, the political elite are largely untouchable. Sociologist Saeed Sadiq calls it the deification of leaders, turning them into gods like the ancient Egyptian pharaohs.
So if you have a comedy show that attacks this aura of glory and immunity around the leader, it is immediately a call for action by the censorship.
Egyptians love comedy, and Abir Soliman believes that comedy has an important role to play in Egypt's social and political evolution. She's program director for the Arabic Network for Human Rights Information.
For sure, comedy is one of the biggest channels to talk to the normal Egyptian human in the street, because you can write articles, issue books, and release whatever you want, but not everybody reads, but everybody watches TV. And comedy, finally, is the easiest way to people's heart.
I asked Soliman to tell me a typical Egyptian joke.
I can't.
You can't tell you. Yeah. The jokes are pretty political.
Yeah. In a very cynical way.
As the ruling National Democratic Party gathers in Cairo this week, you can expect a lot of political jokes behind closed doors. For comedians like El Sharkawi, such political humor will have to stay in the green room. But others hope that someday these jokes will reach the Egyptian airwaves and help promote the kind of political change only dreamed of in their punchlines. For The World, I'm Julia Simon in Cairo.
We have a link to Martello Ruffiano's show at theworld.org. This is PRI.